Blog Talk Radio.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
You found the place for up close and personal interviews with your favorite country stars. This is In the Country, hosted by Dave Wood. Stay tuned for great stories and great music. Now live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to the show.
Country artist Levi Hart joins me on the show today to talk about his debut album entitled Faith and Love and to share some songs from it. I'm pleased to welcome Levi Hart to In the Country. Hey, Levi.
Hey, how you doing, Dave? Good to meet you, man.
Yeah, it's good to meet you, too. Good to finally talk after seeing you on places around the net. And how are things going now? Are you? I know you're originally from Ottawa. Are you in Nashville this evening?
No, I'm actually back in Ottawa right now. I just came back, I'd say, the beginning of October. I spent a good 7 months there. I go back and on and off on a frequent basis because, you know, there's just so much talent and so much stuff to be done in Nashville. But I'm actually in Ottawa right now. It's a little cold.
Yeah, it's cold down here as well in this area, getting set for winter, something we can't avoid, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Where in Ontario are you guys based out of again?
I'm based out of Barrie, so about an hour north of Toronto.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
Nice,
now,
man.
Let's. The debut album is called Faith and Love, and we're going to hear a couple of songs from it. What's it like to have put the album together, Levi, and to have it out now so everybody can have a listen to these songs?
Well, this has been a project in the works for a long time for me. Changing my name to Levi Hart from Levi Webb. I had some stuff out on the album on the radio before under my original given name, and it didn't flow well for me. And a couple of years ago, when I went down to Nashville, I made that change. So my biggest thing is just, you know, I've been really trying to push the new brand name out there and the new sound. Spending so much time in Nashville has been great. For many reasons, but the most important was that I was really able to hone in on my real true talent and my personal voice as opposed to trying to sound like so many other people. I found it was able to say, hey, this is my sound, this is what I want to sound like. Let's try to get that out there as best as we can. And it's been a great experience. You know, it's been taking a little bit longer than we would have liked to, but unfortunately with an independent label, it sometimes happens that way. But rather than
sure.
push it and rush it, we took our time, and I'm really happy the way it came out, actually.
I guess it's a good point you make as far as finding your true voice. There's a lot of artists I know you've listened to over the years, including Garth Brooks. I was watching a great acoustic performance you did of If Tomorrow Never Comes earlier.
Yeah.
It must be hard when you listen to all those different voices to find out which one is you, because you probably want to sound like them at first.
Well, that's a really good point, Dave. A lot of people, when they start singing, they idolize so many people. And it's a great thing to do, you know, to have idols out there. But your first instinct is to, okay, I want to sound like this person. I want to sing the song the way it sounds so that people can appreciate it. And then it takes a lot of practice and rehearsal to realize, hey, you know what? If you find your own style, you can take that song, make it your own, and do it just as good. And once you finally break out of that shell, you come up with your own sound. People recognize you for your sound, not for necessarily your voice or your look or what you've done. And it makes a big difference.
Right.
I think it sets you apart. Because you got to be unique, definitely, especially in Nashville, because there's so much good talent out there.
So was Garth Brooks one of those early influences? As I say, I saw that video, which was terrific. He was one, and do you want to talk about him and any others who sort of got you excited about music?
Well, I definitely give a huge credit to Garth, that's for sure. I remember sitting in front of my TV when I was young, I guess it was some video show. I must have been at Much Music at the time. They were playing the country music. This was a long time ago. I was 14.
Right.
The Garth Brooks Thunder Rolls video came on, and he's sitting there, he's singing, and he's playing outside. Well, rain's coming down, and I'm just like, I was in awe, and I just thought, man, I just look so cool. I said, Mom, I want to do that someday. And, I was just learning to play guitar at that point, and I asked my sister at that time, do you know who this is? She was like, yeah, I got a couple of the CD or tapes at the time. So I popped in a couple tapes, and from there I was hooked. I mean, I learned almost every Garth Brooks song there was, and he's such a good entertainer. I mean, he's made his mistakes. He's, you know, come out of it, and he's he's made so much good things for the country music industry, and you know, it's definitely a big hero of mine for sure, and an idol I've worshipped for a while.
Now, on the songwriting end of things, can you talk about take us back to when you first started writing songs and what those first few songs were like?
Well, I got to admit, Dave, I wasn't one of those guys who's naturally born with this talent. You know, having taught myself to play guitar and sing, I never really took any lessons, so it was a slow progress. But I really loved to do it, and for sure, when I first started playing songs, the first time I tried to write a song was watching a Roseanne episode when Dan sung a song for her, and it was a simple three-chord song. I thought, that's it. That's all you need. I said, okay, well, let me try this out. So, yeah, I wrote a song, and it was all right, I guess, but it was definitely subpar compared to the stuff I've written now. But, you know, the more you do it, and the more you do it just for the love of it, the more you try it, anything you do, the more you do it, you just get better at it as you go, and it just gradually evolved into something that, you know, I took charge in learning how songs should fall into place, all the different aspects that you need in order for it to be fit on the radio and all this kind of stuff. It's a business, it's a market, and it's a love all at once, and it's definitely something I've had to grow into.
It's a real combination when you're writing a song of you have to keep in mind, as you know, the craft and the commercial side of things, because it has to fit a certain kind of format, verse, chorus, you know, on a basic level. But at the same time, you want to say something in it that's personal and unique. But you have to have both sides of it, the craft and the inspiration.
Absolutely. I mean, you would know that as well, being a, you know, a good songwriter yourself. It's one of those things where you have to combine all those different elements together. True stories, real life, all that kind of stuff. But you also do have to try to make sure you decide at the beginning, do I want to make this for market or do I want to do this for myself? And so many people get stuck on just saying, you know, I just want to write my own songs just for the love of it. And you can do it that route. But if you do try to market songs, you definitely have to write a general story that relates to the masses so that more people can relate to them. I mean, that's a huge thing for me for sure. Writing songs is one of the biggest reasons why I continue doing what I do today, is because of all the emails I get where people say, you know what, man, that song, it's home for me, I really understand it, I feel it, and I appreciate you sharing it. So it's those things, knowing that other people can relate to them, and that's why we all listen to music. It's knowing that, you know, if it's a happy song or a sad song, we know that we're not alone.
And that seems to be something more so in country music. It definitely exists in other genres, but especially in country music, I mean, you listen to the radio all day and you're going to hear songs that are going to move you right, left, and center for different areas of your life. So what's it like for you to write those kind of songs that people are responding to and sort of taking to heart in their lives?
It's such a good feeling, to be honest, man. I mean, you know, and you're right, it really is different in country music. Country music tends to paint the picture for you and you kind of draw it all out and say, okay, this is the story, whereas you got a lot of different genres, which I did grow up listening to a lot of alternative rock, classic rock and stuff like that. And some of them, you know, they can be sometimes vague and let you kind of paint your own picture to them. But knowing that you can actually paint a nice picture, you know, beginning, middle, and end, and leave somebody with either a twisted story or, you know, a heartfelt something,
right.
It's nice to be able to get into it, and it's a challenge. It's definitely an enjoyable one.
Now let's turn to the music, Levi, from the CD Faith and Love, and it's the new single that is getting airplay across Canada, and of course we encourage our listeners to call their local country station to have them play it. The song is called Set It Free. Can you talk about the writing on it and anything else you want to share, and then we'll play the song?
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be awesome. Set It Free, you know, it was a risky song for me. When I started writing it, I came up with the guitar lick, and I really, really enjoyed it, and trying to put down some words to it. It took me a while to realize what I really wanted to sing about. And it was in that moment, I was in the transition of, you know, really trying to find myself. And this was a couple of years ago when I was just starting to get into Nashville and so forth. And I sat down and I thought where I was, how old I was, and where I was in my life. And I said, you know what, I'm trying to write a little bit more personal, and how I've lived and enjoyed my life at the same time. And it's just about, you know, a guy finding a girl and basically letting her know that it's okay to just sometimes let it go and set the inner devil that we have inside each other free and just enjoy yourself and have a good time and live for the moment. So without crossing too many lines with regards going into the sexual realm itself, you know, I painted a picture that allowed people to use their own imagination to some extent, but at least gave them a direction to follow. And it's just a, personally for me, it's a fun song to play just guitar wise, and I think it really turned out well in the end.
Perfect. We're going to share it now, and then we're going to come back, talk about lots more, including performing at the legendary Bluebird Cafe. Right now, this is Levi Hart and Set It Free on In the Country.
Stars up in the sky above, holding on to nothing but love. The only thing that could take me higher is having you beside me, fueling the fire that burns and turns inside. Come on, baby, take this ride. Slide on over to me. Let me feel your body next to me. I'm a loser, devil inside. To my favorite spot. You bite your lip cause you know it's gonna get hotter and hotter till we both know where we're going. Anywhere that's up close downtown to where I know that you're gonna be real good. I'm gonna take you to a special place that you've never been before.
Country artist Levi Hart and his latest single that is called Set It Free, taken from his debut album, Faith and Love. You can head over to levihart.net, it's H-A-R-T, his website. You can find lots of information about him and catch some videos there as well. Now, the legendary Bluebird Cafe, Levi, what's it like performing there and up there with your guitar and sharing new songs?
Well, you know, the Bluebird is definitely one of the prime spots in Nashville to go up there, just because of so many people that have successfully come out of there and made something for themselves. There are a lot of other good places as well, but the Bluebird happens to be one of those ones that everyone knows about. And it's definitely a thrill, you know. I mean, it's nice to go up there and have a place where you know absolutely there's no talking loud while you're performing. People are there to really listen to you and really enjoy the music and the songwriters for what they do. It's tough to get in, though. I'll admit, it's one of those places where you got to go and you line up. And you might not even get to play that night. You get a ticket to come back next week if you do, depending on how many people. So it's you know, it's every Monday, but it's packed. I mean, it's definitely one of those places where you got to stand in line and wait your turn to have it happen, because it's so worth it in the end. But you know, I've played there many times since I've been to Nashville, and every time it's been amazing. So great bunch of people that run it actually too.
Now, when you do a concert where you've got a full band with you and you're performing at different venues, do you ever just slow things down and just do an acoustic song with you and your guitar? Because that can be pretty effective, as you know, to deliver a song just with the voice and the guitar.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Dave, because, I mean, I've been playing both for forever and ages, with a band and off a band. And I guess, you know, as an artist and a songwriter, when you perform a song that's your own, the emotion, the spirit, the melody, all of the stuff that you're putting out comes forth easily when it's just you and your guitar. So it seems a lot more passionate when you're trying to get a band to follow
right.
the same emotion, the same passion. It's not always easy. You know, it's a tricky ride to find the people that can put it all together as opposed to just being out there with the guitar, which I do love to do, and it's probably one of my favorite things. But there's something about having a band there behind you as well that, you know, definitely flows nice. And I'll admit, I was very lucky. I went down to Nashville last May. Unfortunately, I arrived the day of the floods, which was crazy, crazy. I was driving down, and I had people, I was talking to some of my friends down there, and they're like, you should turn around. I'm like, I just drove 16 hours. I'm not really sure I should turn around. It can't be that bad. It was pretty bad.
Wow.
I spent a couple weeks helping them out, but I was lucky because the year before I'd met all my band members down there. You know, and I was coming down there last May to see, okay, listen, let's put this band together. Let's see how good the show can really do. It was kind of a test run. And we clicked. I mean, I met some of the best guys out there you could possibly think of. And, you know, we put together the band right away when I got down there, started jamming, rehearsing. And within a couple of months, we were playing all the clubs. Within, you know, a month later, we were playing all the best band clubs from Cadillac Ranch, Wild Horse, good bar down there on Broadway, Whiskey Band. There's just so many good clubs to play. And with the band, you know, it's just an awesome experience to have up there playing for 1,500, 2,500 people. They're all getting into it. Definitely has its moments, I do admit. But, yeah, there's a lot of good aspects about playing that acoustic stuff, too. So
Yeah. For sure. Now, your band is called
All
Worked Up.
Yeah. They're, you know, this is another good reason why I love them, because these guys have so much energy on stage. If I figure if I'm going to do an acoustic set, it's personal, it's very intimate, and it's not a whole lot of movement. When I get on a band, they want to be entertained. You know, that's our primary objective. We go up there, we don't play all the slow stuff. 98% of the set list is fast paced, and we just want to have a good time. If you're up there and you're having a blast, guaranteed your audience is going to do the same thing.
For sure. They'll follow your lead in that respect, and they'll relax if you're relaxing, and they'll move along if you are. What about cover songs during the shows? You've got, of course, your own great songs, but are there certain cover songs that you enjoy performing?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, again, that's part of the trade. You want to go out, you want to perform. In building a new name, it's tough to go out there and just automatically play a bunch of original stuff. You kind of got to sneak them in and, you know, pray people like them at the same time. So a big part of the set list is cover stuff, and we're playing, you know, from Dierks to Garth to Alan Rodney Atkins, all the stuff that's really fast-paced and that's fun. And they're not just songs that we want. We know there's songs that people out there are like, and that's it's a very unselfish thing that you have to do. You got to go out there and say, okay, what do these people want to hear? You can't go up and say, what do I want to play? What do we want to play?
Yeah.
So it's a very balanced situation, but absolutely, you got to play covers. If you want to entertain people, they got to come out knowing that they're going to hear stuff they know, they appreciate it. But I was lucky, you know, we did play the original stuff. We got a lot of good responses from it. I did a lot of writing, and I experimented with a lot of new songs down there too, and they went off really well. So, you know, I'm very happy with the way it turned out on that aspect.
Now, have you ever considered or have you pitched some of your songs that you've written to other artists? Do you sometimes write with that in mind? And can you talk about if you've come close or if you've even attempted that?
It's been on the border fences because I've met so many good songwriters down there, and I'm in the process just now of doing that. The songs have been so personal to me for the longest time that I just recorded them, but I really do have, you know, in the 17 years I've been playing. Oh, boy, I just aged myself. How about that?
you started very young.
Yeah. I've written, 100 songs or so, and I've been sitting here in the last good 6 months going, man, I got all these songs. I really should do something about them. And I, you know, met so many great writers who do publishing deals down there in Nashville, and just started collaborating with them in the last couple of months. So that is in the works, and we do have a bunch of songs that we've been working on that are going to be pushed to some of the major artists and so forth. So looking forward to the outcome. I mean, you can't expect anything. All you can do is just do it, but it'd be nice to get some other people to sing the stuff that I do write. It'd be nice to, as long as the message gets out there again, it's you got to be unselfish about it. I just never
do you
really
have one particular artist that is sort of at the top of the list of a dream pitch? When I was listening to Set It Free, I could hear some Trace Adkins in there with the really deep voice.
Yeah, I've heard some Trace Adkins in there. That was definitely one. Even Montgomery Gentry,
right.
When I was recording him, my co-producer was telling me that he wanted to pitch it to them, and I think he did, but I think by the time it got to them, they'd already finished all their song choices, which kind of sucked on that aspect. But, yeah, I mean, in the end, to be honest, really, if I could get Garth to sing one of my songs, I could pretty much die right there, and I'll be okay.
That would be a career highlight, definitely, the big career highlight. Let's turn back to the music, Levi, and another highlight from your CD, Love and Faith. This is called Let the Wind Blow. Can you talk about the song, and then again we'll spin it for our listeners.
Yeah, sweet. Let the Wind Blow was the first one we released, I guess it must have been at least 8 months ago there now. It's about falling in love. It's a classic song about that. It's got a great little guitar intro, and it's about just... in knowing that you're so happy in the moment with whoever you're with, that it doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter what happens, just basically let it take you where it's going to take you and just enjoy it. And I had a fun time recording that song and playing it for sure, and I hope everyone else likes it too.
This is Levi Hart and Let the Wind Blow out in the country.
I can feel blow.
Country artist Levi Hart and Let the Wind Blow. That is from his debut CD, Faith and Love. He joins us on the line from Ottawa. He also divides his time in Nashville as well. Now, can our listeners head to levihart.net, and that's where they can purchase the album from?
Yeah, essentially everything will be up there within the next little while for the purchasing option.
Terrific.
I'm looking forward to that right now. It's like I said, it's just been a little bit of a delay, and I really do appreciate all my being patient as they have been. So not any time now for sure. Yeah, they'll be able to go on there and at least get some clips for now. And I did put Set It Free up as a free download. That's one thing that part of the marketing team decided to do. So, hey, you know what? Let's just give one of the songs away right off the bat for everyone's patience. So
that's a great idea. So, we'll encourage listeners to do that, and then call. Again, they can call their local country station, and let's get Levi Hart on the radio across Canada. I wanted to ask you about duet possibilities, if they're dream duet partners. Sometimes, of course, male and female duet, or sometimes you've got Keith Urban and Brad Paisley coming out with a hit. Do you have someone from the country music world you want to work with?
Oh, man, you know, that list is so long. The more time I spend down in Nashville, the more time and so many people I meet, you know, and a lot of them undiscovered. It's just, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, but if I did ever have one choice for a female voice, I've always loved Alison Krauss's voice. I think it's just phenomenal. I think that would be a dream thing. But I think just on a regular list of people to play with, I think I'm going to tick them off one by one and just hit them all if I can.
Sounds great. Well, Levi, it's been so great having you on the show, finally meeting you, talking with you, and, of course, sharing your music. It's been a real pleasure.
You know, I really do appreciate this very much, man. It's great to have people like yourself out there helping us promote, and we definitely appreciate it. On behalf of everyone else that plays music, I'm pretty sure they agree with me. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Thank you again. My pleasure. And we'll encourage our listeners to contact your local country station and ask them to play some Levi Hart songs. His latest single is Set It Free. And,
right,
of course, did I get the title right?
Yeah, Set It Free. We got it.
Set It Free. There we go. And, of course, head to levihart.net and you can learn much more about him. I'm Dave Woods, and that'll wrap up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.